Why wouldn't you play with sound on?
I bazinga'd our intro.
Why would you play with sound on?
So that you can hear it, and then you hear the they go, rah!
Pew, 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 boom!
Why would I want
to Welcome to the first and only Clash of Clans podcast, apparently.
Where things go, pew, pew.
I feel like there are probably more than one Clash
Sadly,
of Clans.
Sadly, there probably are.
Tim runs them all.
Tim's the overlord.
So, anyway, welcome to Crippled System, episode 96, question mark?
How do you this? We you talk about should racism start paying attention to our numbering system.
I what? Should, but I don't.
We should start paying attention to planning something this, for 100.
So this week we talk about racism
I already
and
have it in place.
So oh, racism and abortion. Yeah, well,
that's what our topics are this week.
That's to make it less heated of an exchange from last week.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're the mature podcast, accidentally. We accidentally become the mature podcast.
Podcast.
That's what you say.
That's how you say it when you're mature.
Yeah.
If you were mature, you'd
or
say
Or we could talk about
podcast.
Or potatoes.
Also, the case may be. By the way, I don't have an accent.
Yes, you do. So I'm playing Destiny today, and we're raiding. And Alex and I haven't been able to hear each other because we've been having like issues with our PS4s talking to each other, and we finally got the resolve so he could hear us. And Katie was sitting there, and like in between when not much was going on, she would occasionally like throw in witty comments because she could sit close enough she can kind of hear what people say through my headphones. And she said something, and
she not only wears a pants, she wears the headphones.
No, she's not wearing the headphones. She's just sitting there next to me. And Alex made a comment that was the most Iowan accent, or not Iowan, the most Madisonian accent he's ever heard. And I corrected him and told him it was actually Northern Illinois accent, which he agreed with. And then he said, "Hey, Katie, say the word mom." So, Katie, say the word mom for us.
No.
Go ahead. No, say it.
No. Mom?
So, when Katie says the word mom, it has an A and an H?
Yeah.
And when I say the word mom, it has an O.
Mom.
No.
Yeah.
Let me hear you.
Mom. I'm from California.
Mom.
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 It, like, hurts your throat to say it that way.
The big thing mommy. I have that I think is a Milwaukee thing, it might just be a Nathan thing, is that words...
You meet the cops?
I hate the cops. That's what it is. That's my accent
that
discussion.
That is a Milwaukee thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's when I talk, it just punches police officers with my mouth. No,
That would actually be pretty cool.
Double T's in the middle of words like cotton and button. Yes. I use D's. Like I...
Cotton?
Like cotton. My shirt made of cotton.
He rolls his R's and
drives
me nuts.
I button up my shirt. Button. B-U-D-D-O-N. Button.
That's weird.
Button. That just doesn't sound right. It's too much effort. Like, what? I have to make myself make the T noise. Button. No, it's button. Just button up your shirt.
See, Katie, that's how ridiculous you sound, right there.
I don't say D's.
No, you say mom with an A and an H.
That's how it's pronounced.
No, it's not.
Usually people use the word apple.
I want to say, I want to welcome and say goodbye to all our listeners. Because we had listeners who were like, man, I've been listening a long time, but you guys were on topic for a couple weeks. And
hey, no, before they
now
leave,
they're all just jumping ship.
Before they check
they're out,
they're
gone.
We do have a topic this week that is War Machine related.
No.
That yes, we do.
Yes,
we do. We actually do. And
yeah,
it's, but we decided to go a slightly, just slightly more positive route than we went last time for a change of pace.
We were positive last week.
We were positive last week.
Yeah. We were neutral last week.
We were definitely the voice of reason.
Neutral on that topic is positive. Like
we were informative.
I like how several people called out both for and against, like, the difference between the way I approach the subject and the whole rest of the podcast approach the subject. Like, several people were like, all of you are wrong except Jeremy, and he's right. And then several other people were like, all of you are right except Jeremy, who's an idiot.
You find one post that said everyone but Jeremy was wrong, and I will give you Nathan's car.
There may have been one that said that.
Yeah, by
one.
Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy. You are all
Jeremy
wrong.
Posted it.
Yeah. Hey, you're not supposed to know I have two accounts.
I'm not saying people didn't agree with you, but there was no one like, everyone was wrong but Jeremy. There was nothing there.
I was
there were people that said I made very, very good points specifically.
That's probably true.
That, yes. That definitely that happened.
But it wasn't
that
several.
Mean everyone else is wrong. That's not what that means. People saying, hey, Jeremy, you had a good point for once. Good job. It's not the same thing as being like, everyone else is wrong and terrible.
They got to point it out because it's so rare.
The other thing about that thread that I loved is Keyboard Therapy's new SIG.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
The picture of me trolling you about Proteus.
Proteus. And then underneath it says, shh, Jeremy, it's okay. Shh.
I, one thing that I saw, people, I do want to note is that the distinction people have the word cheating, some people, they only think it's fair if it's intentional.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's a regional thing or personal thing, but, like, I have no problem with that. Like, if I, like with using it for unintentional as well. Like if I found after a game that I was 3 points up because I was just an idiot, I would go, oh, I guess I cheated that whole game.
Yeah.
I didn't do it on purpose, well, but I would still use that term.
When it's a self thing, it's okay. It's like, well, I accidentally cheated. But when you say, hey, you've been cheating, and also it all comes down to tone and if you're the
when
person.
When it becomes an accusation rather than just being an observation.
Because people make mistakes, which is could be considered as cheating.
I'm curious,
but
what's the definition of cheating?
Last week we can talk about it some more.
Playing not by the rules.
Ask your marriage therapist about it. My other side note is that I was visiting with family this weekend, and my brother, like one of the first things he said to me, he's like, yeah, so I think Katie's a terrible person.
He just figured it out?
Well, the big evidence that put him over the edge, and no, he didn't just figure it out, but the big evidence that put him over the edge was our last episode when you're like, I love cheating in games. It's great. I do it all the time. And he's like, yeah, so Katie's just a terrible, terrible person.
Well, here's
like,
the thing.
Yeah,
is there
and?
Some games that people are playing by the rules, and then I'm just playing a different game than they are, and I win, regardless of whether I actually won.
Right.
Like Monopoly.
But anyway, the cheating thing, it's the same thing as liar when you accidentally misspeak, and you're like, oh, I guess I lied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
At any rate, that was not the topic I wanted to talk about this week. The topic is, what are our favorite things in War Machine? So,
well,
a couple of things. Not obviously, there are lots of things we like about War Machine and about going to conventions and what have you. What, Andy?
We're skipping two things. One, introductions.
Oh, we should do those.
And announcements.
Do we have any?
Yes.
Who's the boss? Definitely.
Yeah.
Meh. Anyway, this is Katie.
Fuck you.
Bad Horse on the forums.
Let's see.
Purple.
And I come because you guys make me.
Aw. Katie, we love you.
I know.
5 more episodes, including this one, it'll be 100, and then that's a good place for you to never come again.
That's true.
Okay. We're going to burn the place down.
That's true. We are going to do that on air.
Yeah. Or just burn Andy down. Just that off, just firebomb Andy.
No, it's really more than
you are the
there's
podcast.
A video. I can't play Candy Crush the entire time.
We'll record at Jeremy's house, so.
There we go. It'll be a different. We'll rename the podcast.
No.
We're going to burn the podcast.
We're
going to
burn it down.
Please.
Hold on. That one episode 100, we'll film at the Shays, and then we'll set it all on fire.
No, I disagree with this decision.
No, that's what I'm
saying. Are we also going to. We could Road to War our episode 100.
Oh, geez, on
just
the
put
phone.
Put a phone in the middle of the table,
and
we'll just
it.
Yell at it.
Yeah. It can sound like we're recording underwater in a fishbowl. It'll be awesome. All right, so anyway, I'm Jeremy, Valiant418 on the forums, and I play Rhett and Legion.
I'm
and
Andy.
Destiny and Dragon's Age 3.
Are you done with your list?
Yes, he's done.
You're waiting for me to say something.
I was.
And then you're going to jump in. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're very see-through.
Uh-huh.
This is Andy Major Tusk. I play Mercenaries and Trollbloods.
This is Brian, otherwise known as Draven and WoW. See, there's
your WoW.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I should have mentioned I'm Bachomp.
Yes.
Bachomp.
Do you have a different name in WoW?
Yes.
Yep.
Because you have to be, like, thematic and WoW.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
You don't have to be.
Probably not. Not really.
That's why I was Jigglenut 76.
That's thematic.
Yeah.
You run a role-playing server, so it makes sense.
Yeah. And all I did was run around talking about how my nuts were jiggling.
I can't, it won't stop.
I was a 7th-level squirrel paladin. It was not testicle-related at all. The 76 was, though.
Yeah, I'm done. I said it.
Are you going to say who
did
you are?
Did you say what you played?
Are
you Crix currently? Are
you play
yeah,
Garrisons.
Crix.
Crix.
Crix and Garrisons.
Crix and Garrisons.
Garrisons, yeah.
I'm Nathan, Rydia fan, and I play Convergence of Cirrus.
All out?
All out.
Good Shelby decision. Pig.
Yeah, yeah. I had an unfortunate game against Jeff on Wednesday.
Did you?
Yeah, man. He
you brought him out one more time?
No. This was with Convergence, and I probably could have still won the game. Like, I wasn't in a terrible position, but I was just like, yeah, I don't want to play anymore, or else I'll start punching things. Because his dice didn't have 1 through 4 on them. Like, the only bad thing that happened to him was when I managed to force a command check, and he rolled, like, an 11 on the command check. Like, it was just... And he was playing Trolls. So when Trolls' dice don't have 1 through 4s, it's really bad. Like,
that's pretty bad.
My Colossal couldn't get into the zone because one champ passed 5 tough checks. Good times. Good times.
Tough. There's 2 rules in the game that make me rage, and they just because of the way they work, and that's tough and command checks. Those 2 rules make me rage when they happen.
Coming from a different game system, command checks in War Machine, not so bad. But
they don't
comparatively speaking, yeah.
Comparatively speaking, yeah. Like other game systems, like Warhammer in general, is horrendous.
Where would you rank Mark 1 command checks compared to these two extremes?
It was about the same as like Warhammer then.
Warhammer, but you just run the opposite direction and you're out of the game forever? Okay.
Well, not out of the game forever, but basically...
Until it doesn't matter anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. If you run off the table, you're good. You're gone.
Are you familiar with Mark I command checks at all, Jeremy?
You guys have told me about it. I also, when it was still recording regularly, I listened regularly to Clockwork Fox and heard many great Mark I tales on Clockwork Fox. And that was one of the ones they told,
Yeah, it's basically models move immediately, run away from...
Yep. They run...
They're
full speed directly to your table edge, giving up free strikes.
Yep.
And if they hit the table edge, they're removed from the game.
Yep.
Good times.
It was mind-blowing when that change happened.
As a Krix player, arcing a Hellfire to force a command check on Raptors, and then they failed and ran immediately off the board on bottom of one.
Didn't matter.
It was hilarious.
It didn't matter. Didn't matter at all, because when the game started, my Raptors took the command check from the Forsaken that was sitting next to them. I'm like, oh son of a bitch.
Because see, that happens to me occasionally now. I'll cause a command check with my Forsaken. I'm like, meh. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not great, but...
So, and then the wonderful announcements, too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Announcements.
Yep, announcements. So you got Who's the Boss?
Song? No song?
No.
Brian's Song? That's a good movie.
No, it's
not. I have not watched it or seen Life of Brian. I don't watch movies with the name Brian.
That doesn't mean it's not good. Things can be sad and good.
You love sad things.
Like what?
Your wife?
Wow. Thanks, guys.
That was pretty good.
I hate you.
And the crowd goes wild.
I hate you both.
And the crowd goes wild.
Anyway, go ahead.
Who's the Boss?
Yes. Who's the Boss happening on December 6th? Charity event for Toys for Tots. Doors opening, I believe, at 10. Happening over at Misty Mountain. And
at Misty again.
Yeah. Yep. Sweet. Come prepared for food, for prizes, and a good time.
And insanity. Yes. It is the truest best. I've said this before, but it's the truest best. Who's the Boss?
There's no cap, right? Because the forum, I still had it went to 40, and we can hold more.
I will have to double check with Ben, but as far as I know, that there technically is no cap. I don't.
Good God!
Yeah, we could fill up. I mean, people check always.
Ben. Are we together with Ben again?
No, we're not together
Ben,
with Ben.
Misty Mountain.
Misty Mountain, not Ben Cohn.
The last three, with two or three years we've had, we combined with Warhammer Fantasy in the same space, which has pros and cons.
It does. Yep.
But they just did their version, their 40K to happen today.
Oh, yeah, it happened actually
over the weekend.
It was this weekend, so it was a little too close to War Machine weekend, and I wanted to do it in December again.
No, because, it's better.
And he actually rents a VFW for his event, which worked out pretty well last year. Time, yeah. It was really neat. But this year he couldn't get a date in December that worked at all, so that's why he had to do it now.
I did get multiple requests for us to move somehow go back there because people were so impressed by like paying a dollar and getting like 10 gallons of alcohol.
That was
BMW was super generous.
Yeah.
They were
generous.
If you wanted to get drunk and you had a dollar, not a problem.
They will make it happen.
Welcome to Wisconsin, bitches.
I got multiple messages. That was like the number one thing that people said to me, which was kind of funny.
Which is funny that they said it to you too.
I can't get drunk this year. Like, you can stick it.
You can bring a. You know, it's very much in the character and the flavor of Wisconsin to bring a flask. That's all I'm saying.
It's easy to get drunk in Wisconsin.
Also that.
Yes. Yeah. Just, you know. Yeah.
Like, who's the guy? Yeah, Lewis Black. Lewis Black, he described as saying that Wisconsin are professional drinkers. Like, everyone else is amateurs. We get shit done right.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
That's pretty true.
Pretty much true. But yeah, so that's happening. You know, bring some toys for the kids, bring some money for the kids, and for screwing over whoever decides to come to the event. Usually we have a pretty decent turnout for it.
That was not me.
What are you doing?
I was just having I showed him the internet. He didn't see before.
I did not see the internet before. It's a new invention. I'm impressed.
Okay.
It looks pretty cool.
So I guess we're ready to finally talk about Jeremy's
now
thing.
Can we have a topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is not the chair.
That was a chair. Chair squeaked.
That was terrifying.
I moved the chair squeaked. Uh-huh. I was like, whoa. Here squeaking.
That was the problem yesterday during the 10-hour or nine-hour marathon. Is Brian, who was sitting over there.
Different Brian.
Different Brian kept on making noises, and he blamed it on the chair, and it was not the chair.
It was not the chair. Yeah, for those, I assume most of our fans already know this, but for those of you that don't, a troll podcast in the flavor of the Convergence podcast and the Legion cast we already did will be coming up fairly soon. I'm not sure how long it's going to take to cut
it
together.
The audio version will be a little bit later because I took breaks during it because two audio podcasts I ran into issues, like especially with yours.
Yeah, like 5 hours in or 6 hours in, it like glitched out. Yeah.
Suddenly the audio clipped out, so I took a little mini breaks in there to so I can take a second to save the audio.
Makes sense.
Which was pretty cool. It worked out.
Going to have to do a 24-hour Crex podcast.
Hey, you're up next. Nate's done one. I've done one. Andy's done one. Katie did one because she just said, I don't know any of these models for 3 hours.
Me.
I could do Crix with Brian. We can both drink together.
No, not even.
I want to see that. That needs to happen. I want to see that happen.
That would be awesome. But Katie, I think it would be great if you do one.
I would do a circle one. We could get
Cheddar Caveman up
like
here.
Cheddar Caveman to come up and do one. I would.
Yeah. Or we got Dave. Although one of the other
it'll be
here.
Weird not having Cheddar Caveman just watching the Twitch feed and calling out all the things we say wrong. Like, I'm not sure we can do any kind of podcast.
Nobody
that
had Dave.
Nobody had to call out all
Dave,
the stuff I said.
He's the beard. The other beard.
You didn't do yours on Twitch.
That's true. See, I don't know him, and I know Cheddar Caveman.
Okay. They actually did call out all the things I said wrong, but there's only like three things.
I remember. And one of them they thought was wrong was the repair thing, which was
totally not wrong.
Yeah.
And the other one was that Harkovich exists. Who the fuck cares about Harkovich?
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, I said Convergence invented the field marshal concept, and people were like, Harkovich exists. I'm like, who cares? Harkovich. Stupid lamppost.
I would like it. I think it would be kind of visually funny is for you to announce that you're going to be doing the Circle one. Start talking about Circle and talk about how you don't know any of them, and then just play Candy Crush for the next 9 hours.
I'd have to buy lives, though.
You could play different games. You could do Candy Crush and then rotate into Clash of Clans.
Well, no, you play Candy Crush asking for lives.
The Twitch feed is just asking people to give you lives.
Yeah.
That would be kind of amusing.
That would be fantastic.
Until somebody I got else to a level that I really disliked, and that's then I would be angry.
Which would be funny to watch.
We could have Carl get Skyped in to show you how to do it.
All right, let it be known that even though he is currently ahead of me, I had to get him to that point, so, you know.
Yeah, she personally got him past the level he was stuck on for quite a while.
I think he let you, though.
I don't think he did.
Like you gave him a leg up over a wall, and now you're stuck on that other side of the wall because he wouldn't reach back to pull you over.
Right? He's a dick.
What a dick.
Carl is known for being a dick. I mean, yeah, that's true. What
has
he
done? He's like the worst person that I've ever met.
The community universally despises him.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of favorite things in War Machine.
I remember something this year about Carl and somebody being banned from War Machine Weekend Forever, and I think it was Carl being banned because everybody hated him, right?
Yeah,
like,
probably.
I'm remembering the sequence of words correctly.
That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah.
If he showed up, they're like, get out of here.
Yeah. And it's weird because he still has to... he still has to schedule it, and he still has to like do all the work, and then they're like, but you're not allowed to actually show up.
Can't set the fucking
house
50 feet.
Once he would be nice to somebody.
Him and Kim. I mean, seriously, the two of them are just the meanest people I know.
I'm not sure somebody's asking about if they can get a Katie reaction video of Jeremy's Legion cast.
I don't think Katie could mentally survive that being on in front of her. It would be like waterboarding, Katie watch that episode.
Do people really think she ever listens to anything he says? Why would the Legion cast be any different?
It's a fair point.
Valid.
She listens to nothing I say at all.
Yes. And it's the wisest decision she makes.
It preserves her sanity.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
So who's going first? Yes, who's going first?
In the spirit of the movie thing, I was going to round robin it. We'd each like say one that was our favorite thing, and we'd go around and do another one.
Right, that doesn't answer my question. Who's going first?
Okay. So my favorite thing about War, or one of my favorite things about War Machine, and these aren't ranked in any particular order, but this is definitely one of the top things, is...
Wait, I'm rewinding to announcements for a second.
Okay.
You're welcome.
This is a semi-future announcement. It would have been a current announcement, except I was unexpectedly called to drive down to Illinois for the last couple days, so I couldn't do stuff. But tonight, I am going to finish setting up a web store where people can actually buy our shirts and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Onesie-twosies. Like, it used to be we'd have to order them, like, dozens at a time and then sell them to people manually. This is going to be an on-demand thing, so we'll have all the designs up, and so people will just be able to go and order one of whatever they like and so on. It's going to be a Zazzle store. I don't have the exact website hooked up yet because I haven't done it. I'm going to do it tonight, but by the time this thread gets posted, I'll have a link, and so Andy will be able to put the link
This will be up tomorrow.
Yeah,
so I'll do this tonight.
Yep.
So you'll be able to put the link in the post like you normally have all our contact stuff, and then in the thread itself.
The only thing I don't... We don't want to put up there. Don't put up the six-pack stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I wasn't going to. You sent, yeah, yeah.
I just put up the pictures for them, but yeah. But if we end up doing the six pack shirts, I want to retool it a little bit so it's more of a crippled system.
And yeah, because it wasn't very crippled.
We still owe people still want jerseys. We still need to find, the Zazzle only makes t-shirts. We still need to find a jersey solution.
Right.
And we will have also our person.
And just to clarify that slightly, they don't only do t-shirts. There's also going to be mugs and shit like that too. Like, but yeah, go on then.
Our t-shirt source is also working on some new t-shirts, and he I may have sent him some pictures of Jeremy to help the process.
Oh dear God!
Yes.
Did you send him keyboard therapy sig picture?
No. I scoured the world for some really quality good Jeremy images.
I remain terrified.
I don't know what it is, but I hope it's the I'm Jeremy's fetish one or something like that. Also, ultimately, we could have that, and then Jeremy's my fetish.
I can't believe everyone who heard about that at War Machine Weekend hasn't passed it out where it is public knowledge.
That's because they promptly forgot because it's so boring.
Travis was so sad he didn't know what it was. So I just told him, he's like, that's boring.
And now he's sad because he knows. Yeah.
It's one piece of information where it's like, because I know what it's like not to know something everyone else knows. You just want to know it. This is the one time where you don't.
Yeah, it's more exciting not to. Yeah. Like, that's how lame Jeremy is. His fetish is unimpressive.
My fetish is unplayable.
I'm really into naked attractive women. That's my fetish.
Ooh.
Pretty much everyone I told was like, oh, I do that.
Yeah. That's what I said. Like,
yeah. Yeah, when I heard it at the party, I'm like, well, so? What's
wrong with that? Wait. This has been a year, and that's what I'll get.
Never mind. Maybe going to go somewhere, and I said,
hold on.
That's why when I casually mentioned it to you and Jim, I didn't think much of it. It was just a piece of conversation.
To be fair, it is not that impressive. However, when she mentioned it in the car to Brian and Jim before there was any buildup to all this, the first thing Brian and Jim did when they got to Adepticon that year was walk out to me and go, oh my God, you won't believe what Katie told me in the car.
Well, yeah, because even if it's innocuous, we're not supposed to know.
Yeah. I'm better off not knowing these things.
That's true.
Are you? I feel like knowledge is power.
In some ways.
I'm better off with him not knowing.
And bliss is wonderful.
Hey, so he can better please you if he knows.
Jerry? That's a fact. Can we get official?
I can buy a special suit with
Jerry?
All those.
Jerry?
No, I said Jeremy.
Oxford suit? Would that be the closest thing? I don't know.
Can we get an official blessing?
No.
For episode 100?
No.
It's secret. It's got to be episode 100. We could release it then.
I will say this. My brother.
We just did.
My recommendation this week is going to be an app that my brother showed me. And I searched on my Kindle to see if it was available on the Amazon Play Store because it was on my phone on Google Play. And when I pulled up my app search, the autocomplete from my previous search was Jeremy's fetish.
That's fantastic.
Because I had looked for that stuff out of boredom the previous day.
If anybody has paid attention to our podcast from years ago.
I thought that it just like popped
No, I had
up
not searched the phrase Jeremy's fetish.
I get it now.
The
I was like, that's still a weird thing to search
And so
for.
I learned that the app store doesn't, it wasn't even autocomplete. When I brought up search, it was already filled in. So like if I bring up my app store again, it'll automatically have
whatever you search for last is just there.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yup.
Yeah.
And a little creepy.
A little creepy.
For the t-shirt store, are they buying them directly from the...
Yes.
Okay.
And it's direct from them, so you don't have to worry about our incompetence and not mailing it out for months and leaving it in somebody's purse.
Yep.
Or anything like that.
Well, that's really a downside. Nice. People really have told me that they really wish that more things they received in the mail spent a week or two in Kitty's purse before they got mailed to them. But sadly, you're out of luck.
That wasn't my first thought was sales tax. You told me. I was like, do we need to get like a resale certificate?
No.
We're good.
It's good. So that was my announcement. Zazzle will exist soon.
Very cool. That is very exciting. And people, I guess theoretically, if people see there are things you want, you can tell us. It doesn't mean we'll put it on the store. But if there are things you want, feel free to tell us.
Yeah, ideas good.
I mean, that's how some of these ideas came up with is fans telling us about them. Yeah. So
I've got a couple good ones we're putting on there.
I
like the modified version of Brian's. It was slightly fleshed out.
Fleshed.
Like genitals are made out of.
Yes.
You're no fun.
That's what she said.
Also true.
It is.
All right. What do you like about War Machine?
So anyway, what do we like about War Machine? I like, and I was actually thinking about this on the way over here, independently of the topic, which was... I really like the people that I've met through War Machine. So, for instance, there is no way on God's earth
I would have generic met any people.
Of the no, like I would not have Those met any of the three of you. Bitches. Like the three of you, I've spent more time with in the last year than almost anyone else I know.
You spend more time with Brian than us.
Oh. Don't be the sad child, Andy.
Daddy likes Brian more than me.
I'm not calling you daddy.
That's not any fetish.
He said not to tell his fetish.
No.
Anyway, like I was thinking about it. Like there's no way I would randomly have struck up a conversation with a manager at Staples and been like, oh man, we have so much in common. That's weird. We should hang out in public.
Like,
right?
Stop talking to me, manager at Staples.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
give me a fucking copy.
Give me my pen and don't look at me anymore. Like that's what would have, like there's no way I would have met two random TDS employees. Like it just never would have happened. Some of my best friends from around the warranty community, like Alex and JR, like there's no way I meet a random auto repair guy and whatever, a hipster.
That's Alex's job.
That's Alex's career is hipster.
Well, maybe he just said somebody from Springfield or...
Well, but even if
I never would have met a black person until until War Machine.
Even if I moved to Springfield, though, the odds that I would have met either of them is like vanishingly small. Like they're not in a circle that I would normally travel in outside of the War Machine community. And a lot of the people in the War Machine community are the kind of people I really get along with. They're the people that like games. They're the people that like to think about things deeply intellectually. They're the people that enjoy nerdy hobbies. No, these are true things. Like, you can mock, but...
Things? Most of those are true things. I agree with most of what you just said.
Yeah. So, like, and, like, we like similar video games, as it turns out. Like, I mean, I was playing Destiny today with people that were, like, random people I know from the War Machine community that I wouldn't know otherwise. So, anyway, that's my first favorite thing. So, whoever wants to go next in the rotation...
Well, I'm going to go next, because that was my only thing that I like about War Machine. And it just totally nabbed for
Wow.
me.
Wow.
Well, I think, to be fair,
it obviously was on everybody's goddamn list.
Yes, I didn't go first.
So if one of
we didn't make you go first. You volunteered.
Nobody made you go first. I'm like, who's going first? You're like, me. I'm going first. Me.
I think the record will show you guys made me go first. We'll find
okay. I will bet you my car again.
Well, we've all taken care of our first of three. It's the people. For basically every reason Jeremy said, because obviously when I travel 6 hours to these events, I mean, it's fun to play War Machine. I can travel an hour to play War Machine, but I travel the 6 hours or more because, you know, the people are cool. I mean, that's what really brings it around.
People are cool.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I guess what's number two on everyone's list, Jeremy?
No, I'm not going to go next now, because then somebody's going to accuse me of stealing all their second ideas.
I'm waiting.
No. Yeah, we're waiting.
Tell me what I'm thinking.
We all went Round Robin. That was number one, so yep. Now we're on number two.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Seriously, guys? No. Somebody else go next.
Okay. Katie only had one.
I only had the one, but I'll pretend.
Okay, sure. What's your favorite thing about Candy Crush, Katie?
Hear the people.
They give her lives.
Conventions give me an excuse to travel to additional Long John Silver's locations.
I'm not talking conventions because I feel like that's a totally separate thing. I'm taking strictly the people that I've met and become friends with.
Oh, yeah, okay. But you talked about JR and Alex, and you wouldn't have met them if it weren't for conventions.
That's true, and there are other people that I know in Iowa and
listen,
other places.
Listen, Katie,
but
shut up. Only his version of the topic is valid.
Okay.
Anything you listed is bullshit and against the rules.
Conventions was something else I was thinking of saying, honestly,
okay.
Separately.
Can you tell me what else I'm illegally to have as one of the things I like about War Machine?
Like.
No, no, I.
What do you say? What
it's like? Against the rules, probably. Well, I need groundwork.
Anyway,
so you don't fall
one
over?
Of the shut up, Jeremy. One of the things that I do like about the game is also one of the things I hate about it.
Dice.
No, there are so many possibilities for what you can do and how you can beat an opponent, and you don't have. There isn't like one single strategy that works the best against every single person. Like even playing against a different person using the same exact armies, you can use a different strategy because that person plays differently. And I think that's really cool, but that also means there are a lot of rules, and I hate learning a bunch of rules. And God damn it, there are a lot of rules.
Before we discuss this further, is that okay? Can we go with that one? Is that a thumbs up? It was the wrong finger.
It was, okay. In fact.
All right. All right. I think we're allowed to talk about that.
Okay.
So, okay.
But it is really neat. Like a lot of games, you only have like one certain strategy, or like a lot of worker placement games, which we play, like you are doing your own little strategy, but it isn't necessarily impacted by who you're playing against. So it's a little unique thing that you don't get in a lot of places.
And even again, like with Euro games and even non-Euro games, like even like chess and stuff, like there's specific tactics and specific gambits and specific plans. And then miniature games in general, and War Machine, because I think it's the most competitively well-designed of them, there's functionally infinite different strategies and tactics, even within a faction, even within a caster.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many different ways to play everything.
And that isn't to say there aren't, like, more popular ways to play things, but you can come up with your own way that will work really well for the way that you think about things. Yeah. So.
I mean, we have a local player that loves the crap out of Grail. You don't see a lot of people playing Grail in Circle, but he makes him work really well. Mm-hmm. Kicked my ass with him repeatedly.
Troll Jeff has a list that's actually kind of scary that has a Mountain King and two Scouts in it.
It does.
two Skinners.
Skinners, that's what I meant to say. A Mountain King and two Skinners.
Yeah.
Well, the benefit is your opponent sees the list, and their head just gets hurt with pain from seeing the miles because it angers them, and then it does good things.
Speaking of things that anger you and that people put in your mind, Nathan, I want you to know that I was legitimately driving to work the other day thinking about a Rias list that had Proteus in it. You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Dig it.
I was just like...
You dig it the most.
That might actually work. God damn it.
No, but like, how long has Gristle 2 been out?
Forever.
Years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jeff's been playing her since she was released.
6 months ago? Yeah. Meat Mountain?
Yeah.
Like, me? Where was that?
I don't know.
You know, and that's well, now one fair, of the Warner's dominant most more recently. That is true, but even still, it took a while.
It took a while. It did.
But that just shows, like, even the dominant go to it strategies aren't always on the surface. Like, they cycle up and things come in and out of fashion.
And honestly, before Gristle 2, Gristle 2 was really looked at as being kind of like, well, she kind of sucks as a caster.
Yeah, a lot of people hate
completely.
Her.
Completely. And there really hasn't much, nothing has really changed except for the advent of Warders.
But when Warders first released, a lot of people looking at them on paper were like, these guys are trash. Like, a lot of people griped about what Warders had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's I think it's a really good point about things cycle in and out fashion, because when Morvana 2 came out, everyone was playing Morvana 2 and Cro-Mac, and it's like, well, Krugers are still really good casters that now when people are preparing for Circle 4, they're not necessarily preparing for E. Kruger because they're preparing for E. Morvana, and so it was a good way to get around a lot of...
It's true.
I haven't seen Morvana 2 in months.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Our local player that plays her a lot is the only place I've seen her in a while.
Yeah, like I didn't see her any of the Circle players I played against in LCQ. I mean, to be fair, Bradagus is out, so everybody was playing Bradagus Tier 4 and something else.
Yeah.
Or Bradagus Tier 3, I think.
Tier 3, yeah.
Bradagus Tier 3 and something else, but still, no Morvana, you know?
No, I agree. That's weird.
What's your second thing?
Can we all just agree on the second things and then just yell at each other for stealing them?
I'm glad that the guy that found out the topic 30 seconds before we started recording gets to go third because Jeremy started and then went this direction.
I can throw something out there.
All right,
wait. I like the fact.
Verify.
He'll be fine with it. I like the fact that the company and the community work together as far as not together, but I mean the game is designed around being able to play casually, competitively. A lot of miniature games don't really. They make a game, and then it becomes a competitive scene, but War Machine, I mean, Privateer puts effort to behind the steamrollers and make every year better version of make a competitive play as good as it can be.
Well, the entire PG thing is a really, like, in my opinion, it's one of their better ideas.
Well, the PG thing is
not
separate.
It's not
PG
their idea.
Well, right, other people do it also, but I'm just saying, like, they do that really well.
Maybe that can be your other idea.
It's I'm talking about
Brian is having
roller.
His idea.
Is my idea, are you vetoing my idea? Have I been vetoed?
Welcome to episode 96 of The Jeremy Show, starring Jeremy. Sometimes other people talk.
And then they get shut the fuck down.
Do I have to get the interrupt bell back?
Can we
never actually used it, but I had it, where anytime Jeremy interrupted, I would just ding that bell.
I have that bell.
Yeah, we should bring
my
it again.
My best gift I've ever given Katie.
The problem with it, Noah, is if Malcolm's in the house, he'll come running.
You taught him it was the treat machine. That wasn't a well-thought-out plan. You did it, right?
No, she started
to do it. I'm like, that's not going to end well.
Oh, that's right. You're the one who just goes and just rings the bell now.
Yes, and Malcolm's like, oh my God, what am I missing?
So do you just want to do episode 100 by yourself?
Can I continue my idea, my comment?
No, I think it's done.
It's done. All right. Andy,
your thing turned out to be that Jeremy likes the PG forum, the PG program.
My number two is the PGs are great.
That's not what I... Oh, my God. Never mind. I don't even care.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's going well.
Anyway, I really like Steamroller and how...
You're a bitch.
Well, some companies that shall not be named... don't really embrace their competitive scene. I mean, they admit it exists, but they don't even want to admit it exists. They know it's there, but they kind of keep a blind eye to it. Privateer has embraced that whole thing, and I think it's nice that every year they have a steamroller version, and then their things work, things don't work, and they try to make every year better.
Yeah,
I like that.
I
they try new things.
My my thing goes kind of with yours, is where I do enjoy how Privateer does stay in contact with its player base.
I just want to say transparency and yeah.
On a regular basis. Like, if there's a problem with rules, they usually have a group of people that can answer those rules.
Except for two things. Monsterpocalypse and getting those goddamn art prints for sale. Sorry. Those are Brian's pet peeves.
Yeah.
Those are Brian. It's true. But anyway, sorry.
No, but I mean, unlike other companies that I've seen and had experience with, they're on the ball. I mean, unlike, well, I'll even talk about it. It's GW. They would release
Don't say the name, you'll summon them here.
You have to say it three times.
Cease and desist. Cease and desist.
You have to say
it. In the closet behind me.
Where they, I didn't understand the joke.
GW sues everybody.
It's true.
Successfully?
Or are you talking pretty about close to three times?
They shed cease and desist like skin. Nothing. It's
not really suing though.
But the thing is, like, they're so addicted to it. Like, one of my favorite things is, like, if you had a fan site and you were like, man, I sure love Warhammer 40K, check out this cool artwork I did of one of their characters. They will shut your ass down.
Yeah,
how dare you enjoy their stuff? How dare you draw a picture of their intellectual property? Lawsuit incoming.
That's true.
Okay. You're right.
Like, that's fucking retarded.
No, it is. That is.
And that's not even an exaggeration. That's something that has happened on multiple occasions. Is people have, like, fan art on their site that is devoted to their love of this company, and the company's like, yeah, fuck you, stomp.
How did they discover it? It seems like that would be an awful waste of time.
I'm sure they pay people just to
browse. Yeah. They manage-
it's like Nintendo has people that all they do is browse the internet for, like, pornographic pictures of Samus or Zelda or whatever. And so that's person's job.
Which
is
keeps that
Rule
person
34
pretty busy.
Nintendo.
They could never find, my computer's locked down.
Yeah.
I have all
of it. Was it GW the one that tried to patent Roman numerals?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, they
invented them. Yeah. I hear
they're terrible. And skulls,
skulls.
Roman numerals and skulls
and Roman numerals.
Would you say that they're as bad as King?
Ooh! Wow, Nathan's head exploding.
Pretty that King did that one particular one more ridiculously brutal, but to a 90% as brutal scale is GW's standard procedure on all things.
So what you're really hoping is that GW and King get together and build a game.
I want GW to make a game with Saga in the title, and then I want them to fight to the death, like Alien versus Predator.
I will say, though, at least the video games that Games Workshop has made are actually pretty darn cool.
Mordheim just came out on Steam.
Blood Bowl is solid for the systems. Warhammer Online was actually really cool.
Warhammer Quest is a really cool app on the iPad.
Yeah, fuck you. And
I guess it was free. I've never played it. I downloaded it because it was free.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch you. And then I think
Talisman
they have
for free.
A MMO that's coming up for their 40K universe.
Yep.
I've seen videos on, and well, also War Machine Tactics. It's pretty sexy too.
That's not by GW.
But that's not by GW at all. GW. I was mentioning games, and I realized I had to give favoritism towards.
But your favorite thing about Privateer Press is that GW makes good video games?
No, it's that the Privateer Press staff is...
is that they have their hand in the general public. That they if there's that sounds odd, but you know...
We're trying to stay clean this year.
Yes. Well, yeah.
It's not 2015 yet,
but
it's fine.
If there's rules questions, so they try to stay in touch with the pulse of the game. Rather than just kind of live in their castle and then send sentries down to go mess with
harass the general public.
Yeah. It's...
Well, I mean, the thing is, you wouldn't know it because only Menoth John has released his portion of it yet.
Yeah.
But DC was on every single podcast for the Clusterfuckapalooza this year. No, he was on all of them.
Okay.
DC and I are best friends.
Yeah, my point is you would only know he was briefly on John's because only John released it. But if everybody would release theirs, and ours has a slight delay because we have to edit some stuff. But in general, I don't know why the other ones aren't out, except Your Turn Go, whose computer was made of the devil and crashed 150 times per minute.
Well,
not Your Turn Go, Learn to War Game. Learn to War Game. Their computer crashed like every 5 minutes. And it just got, like, it was just done.
They were having some
issues. It hated the world.
They should have just gone to the cell phone recording plan.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's, I mean, DC's, I mean, he's not an unimportant person. He's not a peon. Like, he's pretty damn high up in the privateer royalty echelon, and he just did that retarded thing.
I told him that if they need an accountant where I can work part-time and also from my house and also at night and also do everything else for me, then, hey, give me a call. He told me no. For some reason, I don't know why.
I doubt he listens to us, but if he did, good call, DC.
He might. I know a couple staff members who do. Yeah.
I know a few staff members that do as well.
Probably shouldn't mention them.
So I'm not. So that's why I didn't say, I know blah, blah, blah does.
I don't want to out them.
Yeah.
Well, at least one person is required, listens to all the podcasts as part of what he does, is my understanding.
Well, that's a job title.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
But we try to make an enjoyable job, Zelda porn searching for the Nintendo guy.
I did apologize to him at Gen Con.
For having to listen to our podcast every week.
You have to listen to us every week. He's a guy.
I'm curious. To be fair, ours is probably rough for him
because it's not really all that related to War Machine.
I'm curious if it's the same person I'm thinking of.
Probably.
Well, the thing is, if he has to listen to 100 War Machine podcasts and then he has to listen to one that's not War Machine, it's probably a little bit of a break. It's like watching a commercial.
He slots us into the middle.
You said slot.
Yeah, I did.
Like a vagina.
I think we should. We should officially go through a podcast name change, though.
Two.
Just thinking about it. It's Jeremy and the Crippled System. Oh,
So Jeremy, we're ready for number three. We're almost done, Jeremy. What is our number three? Who's going to tell us first? What's Nathan's number three?
Yeah, what should mine be?
I hate you guys so much. Another one that I came up with, and this separately.
What? Jeremy, sometimes you're so pretty. Oh
my God. It's my turn, Andy. Just wait.
You're right.
I'll just leave. I'll do
you
it.
Are right, but it's irrelevant is the great thing about this moment is that you are it was your turn to go, but it doesn't matter. You were fucked. There is nothing you could have done at that point to not be the bad guy.
I hear my pager going off.
All right, go. What's the other thing you like?
I got a page. I got to take care of this.
Pager, is it 1993?
It's technically a cell phone, to be fair. It's just... But yeah. It's
a cell phone from 1993.
It is a cell phone from 1993. My next one, and this was sort of talked about, Katie talked about it a little bit with all the rules and everything, but I really like the variety between the different factions. I've played some other game systems. Now, admittedly, I didn't play a lot of tabletop games, so this might be something all tabletop games have, but I played collectible card games and some of the other competitive type games out there, and I think that the, not just the flavor, but the different playability and the different strengths and weaknesses between the different factions is balanced really well. The thing that when I started playing that I compared it to was StarCraft 2 in my mind, because I don't know, I'm not as familiar with the StarCraft 3 tournament scene, but in StarCraft 2, one of the great things about StarCraft 2 was...
There's a StarCraft 3?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, StarCraft 1.
Are we in the future? Sorry.
StarCraft 1 versus
StarCraft
2. Why
am I not playing that game right now?
Doggone it.
That's great.
You guys threw me off so bad. StarCraft 1...
They added a fourth faction.
Yeah. One of the great things was that all three races were super, super different, and all three were super, super playable. People had their favorites.
Except Terrans.
No, Terrans were super playable. I played Terrans. I played random because you could play random and you could do well. And the thing with, there are factions that have their different strengths and weaknesses, and there are times in the tournament scene where one faction is better or worse. I know right now, a lot of people don't think Menoth's at the top of their game, but I remember last year when it was just nobody can beat Menoth, they're the unstoppable force. And then earlier, the beginning of this year, for some strange reason, and I missed the train completely, everyone was like, oh my god, Rhett, you can't stop them, they can't be beat, Assyria is the best thing ever.
Well, people are freaking out about Assyria, and then they got the guy who took away their only disadvantage in the entire game, so and people were excited about that.
We got him before Assyria.
It was same book, I think.
Same book, he was out at War Machine Weekend last year, and she was not.
My point is that was a big part of it. Rhett has one weakness. Now it doesn't exist anymore, so people were thrilled about that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's not that Rhett's, it's not that Rhett's terrible, but, they have their ups and their downs, and they're not currently, I don't think, at the top of the tournament scene. But I really like that all of the different factions are at least somewhat playable. Nate did really, really well with pigs, and if you... A lot of people would say that's just not possible. Pigs are just terrible. They're the worst. You can't win with them. And it's untrue. You can. And I've seen people, I've struggled from the time I started with Rhett, but it might just be player error because Pagani won an event with Rhett. And other people have taken Rhett. I don't know that I've seen other finals tables for qualifiers, but I've definitely seen Rhett pretty high up in several events.
Speaking of finals tables, did you see the UK Masters table on, I think it was on Saturday, there was some of UK Masters event where the final four was all four of them were Bradigus tier 3.
Oh my god.
It's maybe it's a little good.
Not even terrifying. Then, it's probably just nobody has really found the counter for it.
And yes. that's true as well. It's just comedic.
And notes. I'm okay with that in the game. I'm okay with a game that ebbs and flows, regardless of models being released.
I'm okay if that is the four Scorncasters. If it was the four Xerxes, I'd be more okay with
that. Well, I'm okay as long as it's temporary, because the Mark I, Vlad II winning every event ever bullshit can't come back.
If 6 months from now, everyone's still playing Bradagus is the only thing that wins, then I'll probably check out of the game.
Yeah.
But to date, since I've been playing it, I haven't seen that happen. And I don't think in Mark II it's really happened. Right. And it happens. You see things fluctuate even between books, which is the really weird thing. Like, Keith, when Keith won with Signar, a lot of people would just chalk it up to, it's the Stormwall. And when Pagani won, did so well with Kator, they were just like, oh, it's just Butcher 3. But you see a lot of people come out with new lists that are changing. Kruger 2 went on a tear this year, and everything he used has been out for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, Kruger 2 just got hot, like Katie was saying, and he replaced Morvana 2 in a lot of people's lists because he was doing so well. And he was doing it with models that were out already.
Stop talking now.
Anyway, I'm done.
Good point.
But I like that. I like the different factions. They're all strong. TLDR.
TLDL.
Katie?
We have mandatory quiet times at our house. That's a true thing.
Thank you for sharing that.
I was in a car ride. We were in a car ride. He's like, okay, it's been quiet time for a while. I'm like, what just happened? I mean, I have my iPad, so I'm like, okay, fine. But I'm like, quiet time?
Oh, my God. That could be a t-shirt. Jeremy, quiet time now.
No, that's not how she says it. She says, I'm done talking now.
At least it isn't like, let's play the graveyard game?
Nope.
Yeah. It's not like you'll sit in the corner for 30 minutes?
No, I can be playing video games, whatever. It doesn't matter. She just wants me to shut up.
We all want you to shut up.
To be fair, that's actually the worst. Like, I'm just thinking, if Jeremy was, he could take advantage of that situation a little bit. He has enough games to play.
The problem is with Destiny, he talks the entire time, too.
Because I'm playing with other people.
That is, I love that part about Destiny.
I love that about Destiny, yeah. Mm-hmm. Alex was on today, this is very segue, but he, because him and I have always had mic issues, and because usually I'll be playing with people, he hasn't jumped in because he doesn't necessarily know all my friends and whatever. He's and today we played again. For several hours, and he said it was really fun to play Destiny multiplayer. Like, it's just way better.
Yeah.
I was like, yep, it just is.
Yeah.
Somebody asks if is mandatory quiet time Katie's fetish?
It's all of our fetish.
I think we can all enjoy mandatory quiet time.
God. Katie, do you have another one?
No. I mean, my biggest thing was really the people. It's when
you did a good job coming up with your replacement one when he stole that from you, too.
Thank you. When we did our How Did We Get Into War Machine podcast, the reason was because of the people. I sniped in because people were playing board games afterwards. So, there isn't anything else. Dumb game.
Yeah,
that was a joke, by the way.
Was it?
It was.
All right. Ethan, what's your third?
We're on third now? Yeah. I only did one. Oh, no, we all had the same first one that Jeremy stole. So I had a second one. So my third one, it's kind of close to Katie's second one and Jeremy's now third one, which is I love building lists just as much as I love playing the game, just because of how it gets the creative juices flowing. It's exciting to even think about different tactics, different strategies, and because the game's so well-balanced, so not even just between factions, but they do a good job book-to-book and model-to-model of not breaking the power scale, and so you can always revisit old models and look at new models and think of new combinations. There's so much possible creativity, even just in the list-building stage, before you even get to playing the game. Like, even back when I played Magic, that was always my favorite thing. I had a notebook, dog-eared thing, just full of decks I had designed, and didn't play 90% of them, because there were just too fucking many, but I had so much fun just thinking, oh, what if I had this, and this? Oh, what if I had a black, blue, green deck that all it had was enchantments that do one damage to them during their upkeep, and I got like seven of them out, they just die in three turns. That's kind of cool, and who's going to defend against that? And, you know, it's just fun to conceptualize all this stuff. You didn't even have to play the damn game.
I love making lists, and when the old app went down, when War Machine basically took over and they made the other
iBodger
stop, there's that weird time where War Machine, I mean, I like, War Room works great for me now, but there's a time where it was very questionable, and I actually played less because I was making less lists, because it was frustrating to make lists, because my iBodger didn't have the proper models anymore, and my War Room wasn't working.
You had to do workarounds, like...
Yeah, I'm not gonna write this on a paper, so I'm just not gonna play the game for a while.
Jim had the Galleon wasn't in iBodger, because it hadn't been updated, so Jim would make lists with three freebooters, because he's like, if he sees freebooter times three, he knows that means Galleon.
exactly. So that worked for a while, but eventually it got more and more ridiculous. Yes. Like, so I was listening to Billion is fun.
Mm-hmm.
In conclusion, that's your three?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, and just to piggyback on Jeremy's, I like games that are asymmetrical yet balanced. Like, I mean, I've talked about Dune a million times and things like that. Like, if everybody's exactly balanced in even a board game, it's less interesting to me than if everything's different. But, you know, separate but equal. Sounds like a good idea.
I can get behind that. Yeah. We should implement that on a major level.
Yeah, just like realize that things are different, so we should keep them apart.
Mm-hmm. Andy?
What about Brian?
He spoke for a while.
Honestly, I think of a War Machine that, like, helped pull me into it was the artisticness of it. Like, the design of the models, the artwork. Like, if I'm feeling a little depressed, I can just, like, look, open up the Crick's book and just look at, like, the artwork of the Withershadow Combine. And I'm just like, they're so adorable, and I love that. Like, you just show me all the dead, like, the lishes or all those things, and I'm just, like, motivated.
A baby skeleton puppet is...
That is nothing gives me more motivated than just, like, the Combine. That's, like, my go-to picture when I need, like, some Crick's meditation.
I like the one with the little girl, and she's got a little teddy bear, and there's like
the nightmare. Yeah, that's great. So that the artwork is just amazing. I wish I would buy all of it if you motherfuckers would sell it. Yeah. But anyway, I don't have time to rant about that.
My thing I really like about War Machine is its clean and concise rule set. Mark II has been an amazing game system. It's just. Everything is worded properly for what it means on the board. It leads to very, very few arguments about how things are supposed to be interpreted. I think that leads to generally a pretty positive tournament environment where people are able to actually just play the game rather than argue about the game.
I do love you can tell... people who aren't used to that because they come from other games. Because you'll see posts in the rules form all the time. They're like, this card says if A, then B. Does that mean that if A, then B? And they're like, yes? Just read the card. Like, and people just aren't used to that. Like,
I like that RTFC is a thing in this game.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of times even I've been in a tournament and I've been like, I don't know how this works. And they're like, well, let me see your card. And I'm like, well, yeah, I get so I read the ability on the card.
Hopefully
it's not
asking to his feet off the card because that's a little changed. But in general, yes. I mean, in general, it is very...
In general, like, if you're really not...
In general.
If you're not really sure how your abilities work, you probably didn't read them all the way.
In general.
In general.
Major.
Major, 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 major.
Major,
major. Yeah, Catch 22.
I don't know if any of the rest of you have read Catch 22.
Such a good book.
It is a good book.
Even the lesser-known scenes, you know, like the whole thing where Yossarian has to pretend to be somebody's son.
Who's the author?
Huh?
Of Catch-22?
Yeah. That one guy who I would have known if you hadn't have asked me. God damn it.
Yeah.
Like, 30 seconds ago, I would have been able to tell you who wrote Catch-22. God, I hate that about the human brain. The fucking human brain.
That's a pretty good book. It must be amazing. As you can. Never mind. I won't look it up.
Katie's looking it up right now.
Anyway.
Joseph Heller.
Yes. That's the guy.
That's the one.
He wrote Catch 22.
Yep.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah. This is a different cover than the cover I was imagining in my head. There's no blue.
Why would there be blue?
That's the cover that my mom has.
Oh, fair.
She has all the classics. Anyway, moving on.
I think we did three.
Well, I can pop in one extra one here too.
Wait,
but this is
Jeremy. Hold.
I will allow it.
You're gonna allow it? It's not mine though. It's from a listener.
Oh, good. Yeah, listener interaction.
It's from Lewis. Lewis had said that Wednesday night.
Not Lewis.
I take it back.
Any other?
I'm not gonna allow it anymore.
Any other listener interaction is okay, but not Lewis.
You can't allow Lewis.
Going off of your list creativity thing, I was thinking there are a lot of other really creative things that they do, like the dome thing, Thunderdome.
Yeah.
That helps with creativity, or like Who's the Boss, where you have a
different actual format. Yep. Yeah.
That I think is really cool.
Two caster stuff,
team events. Yep. That really help with that creativity too, because you're going to go in with a different frame of mind than you would otherwise. Also, a lot of people like to paint. I don't
understand that. It makes no sense to me.
What did Lewis have?
Well, I was going to say the cool part about the really tight written rules that Privateer has lends to environments that we can have with multiple casters with Who's the Boss very easily. So
It's written so tight, you don't have to worry about things getting weird when you do other formats, because you can always just read the card and figure it out.
At least they're weird in a predictable way.
Right.
Correct.
So anyway.
So Lewis had said that Wednesday nights at Denny's until 2 a.m. in the morning after gaming had won him over to War Machine.
That's why Katie started to play.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even want... I would be like, we're done playing War Machine and we're going to Denny's. She's like, excellent, I'm going to get out of bed, put clothes back on because I was in pajamas, and come join you guys.
I can't see us doing that anymore because, I mean, now it's all about being in bed by like 8.
Just you, old man.
Katie's just as bad.
I guess so. And I'm employed now. See, when it was like... Yeah. Marshall was like third shift, and I was unemployed, and Jim was unemployed. And it's like, we can just stay at Denny's until 4 in the morning. We sure did.
Some of us can. Yeah, well, I mean, if I didn't have to get up at 5:30 in the morning, too.
I don't go in crazy early like Brian and Katie, and so it's not as big a deal for me. But both of these two, like, Katie often leaves for work at 6:30. Brian, I know, leaves about as early.
Most days.
Me too.
Like, I don't, so...
I usually work at, like, 6:30, so
That kills the staying up late at Denny's thing for most people.
Yeah. I don't need to sleep.
We don't need to stay up too
late.
Just
skip War Machine, go to Denny's, look at Denny's at 6.
Yeah,
Katie
would be down with that. That would be an amazing thing. We should start that.
Just on Wednesdays, just go to Denny's.
Well, Tuesdays we go to Denny's in the morning, then we all work, then we do War Machine.
What?
I am confused.
Do Denny's in the morning at 6. How are we confused? Yes. Not Tuesdays. Wednesdays.
Tuesday night.
I was moving a day forward because I was going from Wednesday to Tuesday, but I forgot that then I was coming forward to. Yes. So Tuesday night, i.e. Wednesday morning, you would do the I'm done now.
The stuff.
Right. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I didn't mean to take over your podcast.
I hate you guys.
That was a good tuxedo.
Hey, that was an original project for tomorrow by Lewis too.
It was. So I'm guessing we're gonna hear like nothing in our thread this week because no one has positive things to say. But I would be happy to hear our listeners' thoughts in the thread as well this week.
Oh, you have permission, lucky guys.
Hey, it's important for me to share that because it's my podcast.
Yes. Yeah. I was debating. I was going to vent and save my anger and my pet peeve.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
But
I think that the way you feel about it is a valid thing that is not a negative thing. I know it got talked about on the forums, but not everybody has seen it.
All right. When someone, and I thought of this because someone before me and Muse made this reference. Whenever it's typically, if me and Nathan are arguing about War Machine, and let's say I'm winning the argument because Nathan's a bad wordsmith because we know he's terrible with words.
True.
He'll say something like, well, you know, it doesn't really matter because it's just a bunch of... Oh, my God.
You heard him raging?
I'll throw water at him.
He'll be like, man, it doesn't matter anyway. It's just toy soldiers, so what does it matter anyway? We're just toy dolls. So this game, you know, you're...
Yeah.
And I hate that connotation where basically, oh, it's just toys, so you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it basically says, you know what, I know you spend thousands of dollars in this hobby, you've spent hundreds of hours of playing tournaments and games, and you've put all this time and effort, and you know, maybe you spent time painting it and all this stuff, but it really it's just junk and it's garbage and you're stupid for liking it.
Yeah,
and
or investing your time
into it.
It's a
hobby. It's like, you know, it's like, sure, someone is. I mean, taking a hobby seriously is okay. People take hobbies seriously all the time.
Yeah. Have you ever talked to a guy that like fishes in tournaments? Like, oh my god, they take fishing way more. Yeah, like
hunting.
Yeah, like it.
Or collects goddamn stamps. It doesn't matter what the hobby is.
But it's like, oh, for some reason, Brian's right. When it's a hobby, that's also a game. For some reason, a lot of people are like, you can't take it seriously because it's just a stupid game.
And I think part of the issue is
I don't know that it's just. I don't know that it's just games. I think a lot of people do that to hobbies that they just don't care about that much themselves.
But these are people that play War Machine.
Well, and that's why I think it is something that happens a lot with ones that are competitive. Because, and some of the people, you talked about this on the Secret Other Forum.
What?
There's a new Focus and Fury.
Oh, yes.
It's a new FF Fury.
Yeah.
It's FF.
But come for the finger, stay for the fist. But
what does it mean?
You put your fist into somebody's orifice of some kind, and people derive sexual pleasure out of it.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so...
But then the finger part, what does that mean?
That's how you start it. The forum has fingers in the name of the forum.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought that's
also,
that
you should start with
started.
A or two or three. Yeah. You should work up the number of fingers. You don't just start with a fist.
Because, I would hope not.
Because apertures don't work that way.
They don't.
They do not.
No.
That's why
we
raccoon
need to
traps work.
Things.
Has she been trying to do the whole fist on you right away, Jeremy?
She's like,
Katie, start with a couple fingers. The guy's got to work into it.
And then,
right. No wonder you guys went around all weekend, Jeremy, if you sort of move.
Pegging is Jeremy's fetish. What is it going with? I was talking about something. I still have my finger around my wrist to note this. Don't do this either while your fist is inside. Don't like.
I have just been doing everything wrong.
Everything wrong.
Just if you can get both hands and start doing the bird.
Just don't. You're going to have to come over later. You're going to have to give me pointers.
Oh, my God.
The pointer is good. Start with the pointer.
Yeah. Step-by-step instructions.
Oh, my God.
What was the subject? About? Oh, right. Anyway, the people who do the thing that Brian dislikes will then defend themselves. Yeah, the rough fisting. They will defend themselves by saying, well, when I say it, what I mean is it's kind of a mantra to myself not to take things too seriously because it's just toy dolls. And, you know, and that's fine if you need to tell yourself that not to be a shithead. But if Brian has devoted hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars and it's important to him. In fact, it's not even the investment. It's fucking important to him. You don't get to say it's
for this game.
This thing that's important to you is stupid and petty and childish. Your interests are stupid and you're stupid. Because that's what you're saying. You're demeaning them by demeaning the hobby that's important to them.
And it's not just that. Because frankly, if this weren't the kind of game that is written well enough and designed well enough that it can be played at a tournament level competitively, people traveling across the country to play it competitively, then why the fuck have I spent this much money and time in it? I understand there are hobbies people do that for, but I would not. Right. I would just be out. Because that's I can buy a $60 video game and just play that for hundreds
but
of hours.
But even still, like, if somebody then came up, if you're playing Destiny for 100 hours, and then somebody, you're like, yeah, I play Destiny. They're like, video games are for two-year-old babies, you fucking baby.
And then I can punch
them
in the nose.
That's a dick move. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I would say maybe 10-ish years ago, I realized that I would sometimes demean someone else's hobby. It was hard for me, when someone said, I like to LARP, for me, I have to go, you're a fucking idiot. And I've learned that if someone says they LARP, I can go, okay, that's your choice, that's your free time, you can enjoy what you want, and internally, I might think you're a fucking idiot. But I no longer say it out loud because it's their time and it's their thing they get to do. And plus, it's not like it's two people that are LARPing that are making, you know, it's like, I'm talking, you know, there's multiple layers of it. But I'm just saying, what the fuck?
Every time someone brings up LARPing, I think about that little tiny con we went to in Illinois. You and me and Jordan and the LARPers came down to the War Machine room because, like, one of the LARPers knew one of the War Machine players. And there were people in full-on LARPing costumes wandering around the War Machine tables, like, in character, in LARP character.
More power
to them. Almost lost
my...
It was
like, you would be funny.
My mind was exploded. It was such a, like, it was a weird experience.
Like I said, it's their hobby. They can do what they want to do.
It's fine. It was just a weird mix.
But it's...
my God.
But yeah, don't demean someone's hobby. There's no reason. Don't be a... It's probably don't be a dick thing, I guess.
Somebody just posted as the... on the fisting topic, would be the headline be that Katie is invading Benghazi?
That was really good.
And like it was a surprise invasion and nobody could have foreseen it coming. There was no warning.
It was late.
The damage was catastrophic.
It was early morning. Everyone in Benghazi was suddenly wide awake by a surprise attack.
Benghazi was shocked into alertness at 2 a.m. when an unexpected invasion incurred.
That was so good.
It was a two-prong attack.
That was Joseph 1313. Oh, I don't get his name, though. But, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That'll stop Jerry from snoring.
Unfortunately, no.
She's tried everything.
Love you.
Anyway, that was my pet peeve. That's what grinds my gears.
Yep.
So you guys want to take like a quick 20-minute Zappity Grumble?
Yeah, yeah. Because we were relatively quick this time.
Yeah. And then we'll actually be done in an hour and a half.
Yeah, what do they got? Let's hear
it. Do they have any Zappities or Grumbles?
We must. Did we preemptively tweet or are we just doing the live people?
Somebody just posted us. I read it wrong. He said Texans have humor too. I thought it said Texans have tumors too.
That might also be true.
That might also be true.
Both could be true.
I heard it's technically impossible to be a vegetarian in Houston because the air has meat in it. There's meat particles in the air because of all like the red slaughterhouses and rendering plants and shit like that.
Nice.
I could believe that. I don't know that it's true, but I could believe
it. Magical.
That's a little bit gross.
I don't know. I see.
Like, I might want to be a vegetarian just because I now know that.
Right. More meat for me.
Yeah. Indeed.
All right, what do we got?
Nothing.
Wow.
Do you want a quick 20 minutes Zappity Grumble with zero questions?
No,
we're just. I mean, it's kind of a delay for them, so they would hear me say it, and then
let's be blatant. Hey, people currently Twitch stream watching, etc. Start throwing questions up so we can do a Zappity Grumble.
And while we're waiting, from last week.
Oh yeah, we had a shitload in that Facebook that we never got to. We should do that.
Just Just a second.
Okay. Somebody wants to know what your shirt is.
It's the Mandelbrot set.
The what?
The Mandelbrot set. It's a fractal. Ah. The white is. This is just cool laser beam shooting off of it because it's awesome. But there's a Jonathan Colton song about it. And got the T-shirt at one of his concerts. Fractals Boom. Are cool. Math, bitches.
I feel Zabity. Like I went too far because I'm in November 9th.
That would be too far.
Zabity?
Grumble.
All right. Any speculations about the next War Machine casters?
No, yes,
For
no.
For Reckoning?
No.
No. I don't know if it'll come out in this next book, but the obvious next Convergence caster would be that High Command card, that new, yes. whose name I'm forgetting.
It's like, Pepe.
Yes, Grand Mathematician Pepe. Silver. Pepe. Yeah.
Pepe Silva.
Pepe Silva.
Where's the mail?
I can watch this kid every day for the rest of my life.
That is a good scene.
Zappity.
Grumble.
What?
Pepe.
I'm moving along.
All right, nobody else gets to answer the question?
Asked, best non-Harvey slash Reclaimer caster?
Pepe.
Fiora 2? Like, they're talking Menoth, and they didn't mention Fiora 2, so Fiora 2.
What was the best Menoth caster?
Best Menoth
That's
caster.
Not Harvey or High Reclaimer.
Yeah, I would say Fiora 2.
Fiora 2 is pretty good.
Solid.
Or either Sebi.
Krios 1.
Sebi 1. The thing with the Sebis is like they require a little bit of skill to play. Like Fiora is just...
Yeah, it's so much skill to upkeep Eye of Menoth and have your army be fucking amazing.
Krios 1 is pretty complex. Top speed kill caster.
Yeah, Krios 1 is pretty
there
solid.
There you go. There's some answers.
Which is worth your immortal soul? Making sure Nick Cage Superman movie is made or making sure another Transformers movie is never made or starring in a porno with Jennifer Lawrence and or Ryan Gosling? Picks the wrong dude, so...
I'm going to go with the third one.
Ryan Gosling?
No, so I have my choice between Nick Cage being in a Superman movie
sure.
yep.
or
yep.
a Transformers movie not Never being have. Made yeah. or banging Jennifer Lawrence yes. and or Jonathan, Ryan Gosling.
Yes. And having it filmed. Also, this is an and or, so you could do both and, you can do Ryan and Jennifer.
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure no one would have seen that video. I'm not saying that's what I'm saying.
If it wasn't filmed, I'd be more down for it.
Like, I don't care if it's filmed, is the thing.
It's true to say, like, warning, you're not going to like this.
You'll be popular one way or another.
Well, it depends what's going to happen to the film afterwards, I feel like.
Well, if it's a porno, they're probably going
to
sell
How
it.
Many fingers? What? is it going back to...
Moving on.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Do we have any on-air ones at the moment?
We do have one here. Why does my dog not like to bite the squeaky toy when it squeaks?
Is it a lab?
Is it scared of the squeaky toy?
I think so. That was the only
If
question.
It's a lab, it's because labs are generally not chewers. And if it's a small dog, it's because it's neurotic and a small dog.
Why'd you put that away, Katie?
Yeah, I couldn't find... I found like...
Oh, that wasn't the ones from last week. I stopped looking because I thought you had found the ones from last week.
No, I didn't find them. Those are the ones from this week.
Yeah. Nope, I'll find them.
We're good.
Panic.
Zebedee.
Gumball.
So
when is the six-pack starting?
The six-pack, it may be starting next year.
That would be fine.
We'll have a graphic up soon.
The question for the six pack is I could start February to July.
Sure.
And then 6 straight months.
Yeah.
I always hate having big events scheduled in February and March because weather could fuck us.
Yep.
If I do something like April on, then I have to figure out, well, do I just do end of August? I'm always afraid Gen Con is going to mess around with, but really not that many really go to Gen Con. So
but
I don't.
We do.
But I mean, it's a couple of us. It's like I don't want to. And if I did it end of August, it would probably still be fine.
To be fair, we would have all five been there had Nate's bachelor party at Gen Con not volunteered. Yeah.
But no. I mean, it's still, but if I get 20 to 30 people that attend a MAM event, I mean, or a
six-pack
yeah. event, then yeah. it's still the minority who are affected.
I suppose that's true.
And if I do end of August, so it's really depending if I want to overlap August or not. So maybe February, maybe April.
I found last week's Facebooks.
You found last week's Facebooks?
That's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick 10 minutes. So guys, I can skip a few of these.
Quick 10 minutes.
Well, we'll stop.
I guarantee you, I'll be done. It'll be done in 10 minutes.
Because he'll just. Okay.
I bet you Jeremy's car that's still my car because I haven't given it to him. Because I got a clock right here on my phone, and I'll just tell everybody to shut the fuck up 10 minutes from now.
The thing is, though, we've had people then posting on the Twitch stream for a long time too. Now,
well, this will take 5 minutes.
One quick question that has been asked twice.
Okay.
Lean over and smell Brian.
He smells delicious.
How does he smell?
He smells, as Keith Hook's wife knows, he smells wonderful.
All right, there you go. Zappity.
All right, because you mentioned a 10-foot pole when you posted last week, so exactly what would you touch with a 10-foot pole, and how many times did Jeremy get hit with this pole were both questions.
No, it's the Grinch. Done. Moving on.
All right.
What's the best Australian snack you've ever eaten?
I actually really like Cheds. Those Ched crackers were amazing. We need more.
The Cheds were good. Yeah, and then Tim Tams were fucking crack. Yep. I ended up doing a Tim Tam slam at home. It was a lot of effort and for not much reward.
You guys didn't save it for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, so
when I get to know. Don't worry. When I get to Norwegian chocolate, me, Katie, and Jeremy will have a much fun on the news.
I will go to World Market and buy some goddamn Tim Tams and bring them back here next week.
That I like the best is the koalas with chocolate in them. I don't think that's an actual Australian treat. I think it's an American treat.
Actual koalas with chocolate in them?
That seems illegal. Yes.
That seems awesome. Why can't you broadcast at a better time for UK listeners? Because you live in the wrong country.
Because we live in the U.S.
Yeah, America. We live in America. We broadcast when we want to broadcast.
When they make a Eurotrip 2, we'll make a special
Don't they have a
Eurotrip
too?
It's just one. With the same cast, not like a, C cast.
Jeopardy.
Because the original one was a B cast.
Did you all see the blueprint sketch for the new K-Dor Heavy? And if so, what are your thoughts? Also, thoughts on Dynamo and who runs him best? Does Nemo 2 do anything for him?
Sure. I don't even want.
We need a competent Signar player in our meta.
Yeah, we want to know.
What about the K-Dor art?
Cool.
K-Dor art looks cool.
It's a reach character that might have Pathfinder. That's amazing.
Those are all good things. And he has a Warpwolf pelt on his shoulder.
That's why
that's
I think
awesome.
Pathfinder. It is. Like,
this is going very, very lightning-like. I'm very Zappity. Pleased.
Yeah, well, Grumble. Moving back to the Madison area, but my new job will require me to work evenings during the week. Are there any groups that meet during the weekend to play? Also, what is your favorite soup?
Weekends tend to be chowder. Only tournaments during con season around here, but some people do get together occasionally.
If you post on our forums or our Facebook threads, people do meet up on weekends. I feel like board games is a better chance of that, though.
And my favorite soup is New England clam chowder.
I like
Pacific
clam
chowder. Clam chowder can die in a fire.
Chowder! Say it right! Chowder, Frenchie!
When you order chowder and it comes up and it's fucking red, chowder. It makes me want to throw it at the waiter.
Yeah, chowder is supposed to be white.
It's white, yeah. Wait, where like the fuck are you tomato. Getting
there's
red
there's
clam
Pacific chowder?
Which
is fucking like tomato-based bullshit.
There is, it's a different variety of clam chowder. It's the minority, but it does exist. It's not an unknown thing. It's a tomato-based clam chowder soup.
And interesting, because even the clam chowder, my mom lives on the Oregon coast, and so
Oregon is one of the places where I got that shitty tomato-based chowder one time.
I've had clam chowder there too.
Well, right, it's not everybody.
It was all white. Zappity, grumble.
French onion.
Okay.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
I like basil tomato.
Lipton chicken noodle.
Broccoli cheddar is also good.
Broccoli cheddar is.
I have to say though, the tomato soup that's over at Panera is the worst fucking soup I have ever had in my entire life.
But it goes great with a $10 grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh my god!
What is everyone's third favorite genre of music?
Third favorite?
Yeah.
The Beatles.
If you could choose to fill a Twinkie with a filling of your choice, what would it be?
Ossian.
Interesting trivia. Twinkies were originally filled with bananas, but then bananas were on ration because of World War II, so they switched to vanilla custard and never turned back.
I can't say I blame them. They're delicious.
Vanilla custard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's...
Now it's cream filled, but originally it was
vanilla custard would actually be really awesome.
Yeah. Well, everything should have vanilla custard. If it was like a Boston cream donut, I would do that.
It's been said by some gamers that although it's fun, Lords of Waterdeep isn't that great of an example of a worker placement game. Can you recommend any, not including Agricola or SOC? I don't know what SOC is. Zolk in the Mayan calendar has been mentioned, but looks quite strange.
Zolkin is cool, but I would actually go with Caverna.
I don't know, like Shadows over Camelot, but that's not a worker placement.
Waterdeep is worker placement, though, so I understand. Yeah.
Waterdeep's amazing, but so is
and
Caverna.
Zolkin is not that weird. It's awesome.
It's been said by some gamers that although it's fun, Lords of Waterdeep isn't that great an example of worker placement game. Maybe that's because they're like bitter, shitty people who don't like the cards or something. I don't know. If you want Waterdeep but without cards, I would say Kalis.
Kalis, yeah.
But yeah, Zolkin is good.
SOC?
That's going to bother me.
I don't know.
Whatever. Zappity.
Sons of Anarchy?
Yes. Sons of Canarchy.
Sons of Canadia.
Mirko.
What is your favorite comic book / graphic novel? Watchmen. Preacher's good.
I liked Mouse.
It's
Mouse is super good.
It's not a graphic novel, but it's a small collection. The Ballad of Beta Ray Bill.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Bad, but those are good answers.
Just say Preacher. You won't be wrong.
I was going to go with Mouse because one of I've never read.
Is Seventh Son the next movie Paid Train? Yes.
It's not going to be the next one, but it will be a Paid Train.
Yeah.
I want more of what's his name talking? Like he's from True Grit.
There we go. Booyah. Done. Skips Booyah. Get on to yours.
Zappity's. All right, done. All right.
That was, by the way, that was 5 minutes on the nose.
No. Told you. No, but I mean, we controlled it better. And yeah. I'll talk about it afterwards. But what does Jeremy want me to post Kuilkai in exchange for Tim Tams?
That made those words Tim Tams Kuilkai.
Do you want to trade Kuilkai to Denbuck? For more Tim Tams.
Well, I didn't get to try any Tim Tams. Kuilkai
is probably more expensive than Tim Tams, especially since we can get them at the world market. He did not think this through economically. Zappity Gumble.
Travis texted me the word Orion with a period. Just O-R-I-O-N, period.
That's the name of the caster. It's something something Orion.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, awesome. I'm excited about him.
By the way, when I see Orion's belt this way, I know that I'm at my parents' house.
When I see Orion's belt, I think about Men the Galaxy. In Black.
I do too. Yeah.
The Galaxy's on
the
Orion's belt.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble. When is Jeremy getting replaced by a better Jeremy?
Settlers of Catan.
Is that from Jeremy Kofoot?
Yes.
Settlers of Catan.
Settlers of Catan.
I thought about that. I thought that's not a worker placement game.
There are zero workers to place in Settlers of Catan.
That's not a worker placement game.
Give me my phone back.
I'm sure you're right, not a goddamn worker placement game.
It is not. Lords of Waterdeep, much more of a worker placement game, as it turns out.
Because there's workers and you place them.
Yeah.
The video of your phone disappearing was pretty entertaining.
Cornucopia.
That doesn't spell it SOC at all.
You guys need
all.
To bring out your game.
It's Concordia.
What video on what phone?
Concordia is a worker
the
placement
game. The video of Brian throwing his phone was pretty entertaining.
Oh, gotcha. So next, Zappity, Grumble.
No, Jeremy. We didn't answer it.
Better Jeremy.
Well, and is Katie okay with that? If we replace Jeremy with better Jeremy, who's
Katie would love that because then she would stop coming. Katie'd be all about that.
Valid.
Katie.
My mind went somewhere else.
But think about it. Think about it. You could show up here and it would be no Jeremy talking for like 2 hours.
I would have to meet him. I can't make uninformed decisions.
You know Jeremy Kofoot. You know Jeremy Kofoot.
Oh, he's the
better Jeremy? Yeah.
I'm glad we have that reaction on air. That makes me happy.
That is harsh.
That was pretty.
Wow. That was pretty mean.
Zappity.
That was awesome.
High five.
Dwarf Battle Engine, answer to Seer Forge's Crix Woes.
Yeah, because.
Because it's not going to have magical weapons, so we'll do nothing for it.
They already have their solution.
They already have all their solutions.
They have Jerkin Earthbreaker. They've already.
What else they need?
Broken Crix.
The answer to Searforge's Crix Woes is to not be an idiot and don't just play Searforge.
Well, that too.
Yeah, don't corner yourself. I mean, it's an awesome faction, but yeah, they have no magical weapons. They can't deal with it. Zappity.
Grumble.
When are you all going to do a Minions super episode?
First, we'd have to have someone who wants to talk about Minions. And also, we probably would not do Pigs and Gators in the same podcast. That'd be weird.
No, we'd do, yeah.
Brian and I can do it, and I'll talk about pigs and he'll talk about gators.
Yeah. Yeah.
He played Gators once.
He did.
I still have my closet.
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Do you prefer hash brown casserole with bacon bits or non-bacon bits?
Non-bacon.
Everything with bacon
or
is
no
better.
Bacon bits.
No bacon bits.
Just give me the bacon bits.
Yeah.
Just
give
me the hash browns and the bacon. Don't do the casserole to them.
Yeah. Zappity.
Zappity.
Nice. Grumble.
Perfect Christmas gift for the person on your left.
Beard oil.
What?
You're on my left.
Okay.
He doesn't use beard oil.
He doesn't, but it would be amazing. Did you see Alex's beard? It was amazing.
I do need to get my beard trimmed.
Earplugs?
I got you a table.
You did.
I know what I would get you, too. I thought about it. It's going to happen.
Oh, dear God.
It's good.
Don't be afraid at all.
I'm not. I'm taking whatever gift that Katie's giving for you.
It's not legal, and I'm not going to mention it.
Yes!
But
I'm getting it, right?
You have to go to Nevada for a day.
Worth it.
It's a marriage?
It's already married. It's already married.
No, I mean, you know.
If I need to be married again, I'd have to go to Utah for a day.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There you go.
All right, Zappity.
Grumble.
You got skipped, Brian.
It's probably better.
Just for the best.
Well, no. I said I was going to take Katie's idea.
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to pull a Jeremy.
Okay.
Whatever Katie's idea was, I'm going to get that for you. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You have to get Brian a castle and a planet-smashing device. Like, that's the only thing that would make him happy forever.
That would be so good. Just a button.
It's going to be so good.
All right.
Oh, dear God.
Go. He says that he can arrange more cheds.
Yes.
Makes me happy. Oh, so good.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
More. We'll send you a P.O. box of our stuff or something for sending stuff to us. There's a redback spider inside the drop bear inside a great white shark.
That's interesting trivia. That wasn't a question. And that's 10 minutes.
Thanks
that's
for
like
playing.
That's like an evil turducken, a spider inside a drop bear inside of a shark. That's the Australian turducken.
Let's do recommendations. I recommend Jagged Edge 3. Your turn.
God damn it.
Yeah. Suck it, Jeremy. Hoisted on your own podcast. Betrayed. Hoodah. I was going to recommend John Wick. And I still do recommend it, and you should see it, and you should see it like in the next 3 days, because there's no way it's still in theaters come Friday, because it's been around for a month, whatever. But instead, today my brother showed me a game that you can get on iOS and the Google Play Store called Calculords, like calculator, but with lords instead of lator. Mm-hmm. And it's a turn-based tactics game, basically. It's very simple, but the main mechanic is that to deploy your units, they all have a value, what random numbers of 17, 50, 83, whatever. And then on your turn, you're given like 10 single-digit tiles, and you have to use math things to combine those tiles to exactly the value of the thing you want to deploy. So if there's something that costs 50, and you had like 2 sevens and a 3 and a 4, you could do 4 minus 3 is 1, 7 times 7 is 49, 49 plus 1 is 50. Boom, and you deploy the guy who costs 50. And
this
like
is
if
a
you use
$3 game.
It's a $3 game. It's not free, so but the thing is you'd burn $3 just getting a mocha frappe lappuccino on a random day and not think about it. Like for some reason people don't like spending money on apps, but when you put it in context, $3 isn't too much. But it's if you like math, it's a lot of fun. And I know Ben Lang and I high-fived over a podcast once that he and I do this exact same activity with every random number we ever seen like on mailboxes. Yeah. So Adam showed this to you. I'm like, "Oh my god, I do that anyway because I'm OCD and now I'm deploying monsters." And depending on how internet savvy you are, it was designed and the artwork was all done by Sean Baby, who is a humor guy that does like retro video game reviews and stuff. But it's a lot of fun.
Very cool.
If you like math.
What's it called?
Calculords.
All right.
And there's bonuses. Like if you use up all the tiles perfectly, then you get like a free turn and stuff like that. And it's also like... it's a CCG in a way because you start with like 60 dudes and then as you win games against the computer, you get more and you have to construct your deck, quote unquote. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
On a related note, I'm not playing Clash of Clans anymore. Something better to use my time.
I'll kick you out of the clan.
No. I'm going to give my ID to somebody
to Tim,
else.
Yeah.
Tim only has two. A third would be handy.
It is terrifying how much Tim plays.
He's on there.
Yes. My recommendation is a board game. I'm going to recommend Shadows of Brimstone.
Now that I've
played it. You have not played it yet.
No one here has played it except you.
No one's played it yet. I've now played it 3 or 4 times. It is, if you know what Warhammer Quest is, which Andy's recommended multiple times, it's made by Flying Frog Productions. It's the same concept going through a randomly generated. Instead of a dungeon, it's basically a mine. It's a Wild West theme with like creatures and basically things coming through otherworldly portals. And a book has, there's like 20 some different missions you can go on. You can campaign if you're
a character. Co-op?
It's completely co-op.
And solo?
The game, you can play 1 to 6 people. And if you play solo, you could really play 2 or 3 players and follow, or you could play just with one. Okay. And it's basically you go from tile to tile, and then basically randomly things happen. The game is completely all... There's all these rules, basically how the game generates. If you've seen pictures of Facebook, the game has 1 million cards and 1 million bits, which is pretty great. I'm actually constructing a box to hold all the cards that can sit on the side of the table so it's not completely out of control. People on Board Game Geek, there's just threads and threads of people are like trying to like maximize their table space so they can play with 1 million things everywhere. And then all the different storage mechanics. I've spent... so much money. I was at Office Depot buying like different binders. I photocopied half the rule books. I can keep things saved and all this other stuff. So, I went all in on the Kickstarter and I just got the 2 core boxes. And next year, I'm going to get like another 1 million things in the mail, but I have enough to play for a very long time.
Because what was that other game like this with the dragon in the middle and then got decapitated?
Well, that's
but still,
no,
what's
that's,
that? What is that game?
Dungeon Quest.
Dungeon Quest.
That's slightly more random because Dungeon Quest is designed
and
to be played,
it's not co-op either.
And it's designed to be played in 45 minutes an hour. Shadow of the Brimstone is going to be probably a 2-ish hour game. You can die in it. It's somewhat brutal, but basically it's not like Warmer Quest. I would say the big difference between this and Warmer Quest is Warmer Quest, the odds of dying are extraordinarily high,
and this is
not. This is you could get injured. I mean, basically you go through a dungeon. If you survive it, you get rewards, and you have to travel a town. There's all these places in town you go to level up, and then you go back to the next dungeon. But I mean, it's
Warhammer Quest. Yeah, it's Warhammer Quest.
Yeah, but Hero Quest.
But you go to the doctor, you roll in a random event. Game. Maybe you're at the doctor's office because you want to get your back injury fixed, but instead someone's there with a plague and you accidentally get the plague. John Acker, he was playing last weekend. He got to pick an artifact. And he got an artifact, and the artifact was a soul parasite. So now he has to run with a soul parasite because he got.
Like a very good artifact.
Well, no, it's like 100 artifacts. He got the one cursed artifact, which you can never remove. So, like, his character's eventually going to die because of that thing.
How you remove it.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, it's a really neat mechanic. Like I said, it's an Old West theme. Flying Frog, if you've played any other games, they do theme well. They've done Fortune and Glory, which I've recommended in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They did Last Night on Earth. They did some other crazy.
Does this come with a soundtrack?
Yes, it does have sound. Yep. It does have a soundtrack. So they do that. All their games come with that. So that's a lot of fun. I'm going to play with a couple of people, try to do some campaigns, get our characters leveled up, see how the game
goes. That's what I was wondering, is if your characters are retained.
Yeah, you can retain them. I bring it off character sheets, and you can track your stuff. See if you can get the max level, see if, you know, because maybe your character will die. And you pick a character type. Then there's, like, each character type has three cards where you customize more. Then there's a personal item deck where each person, first time you make a character, you draw a deck, and maybe your character has a heirloom that's, like, you know, eyeglass or some kind of relic from your family, and then you have other sorts of things.
It is amusing to me, or interesting to me, that as D&D has become more and more like a board game, a lot of board games are becoming more and more like RPGs.
Yeah.
The new D&D is not so much.
The fourth edition was definitely
a board game.
I definitely recommend. It's like I said. It's definitely, it takes up a lot of table space. It's definitely a game. I mean, there's a lot of randomness to it, but it's. And it can be pretty ridiculous, but it's not, in my mind, it's not as brutal as Warmer Quest, but it can be as ridiculous as Warmer Quest.
Zappity.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Well, there's no Zappity Grumble during
recommendations. Yeah.
He went a really long time.
It was Jeremy-esque.
Yeah.
It was pretty close to that.
Yeah.
Mine is a virtual recommendation for everybody who plays World of Warcraft. It is, inside your garrison, there is a little bird. That little bird is named Pepe. P-E-P-E. Do a target, look for Pepe, and then click on Pepe, and then realize that you have made the best decision in your life, because Pepe is awesome.
Is that Pepe Silva?
Unexpected results happen when you click on Pepe.
Yep. It is amazing.
Okay. I'm sure we don't want to spoil it, so that's the end of that topic. No, I don't want
to spoil it. Well, you could pretty much spoil it, but go do that. Go into your garrison, do a target Pepe, and then find him. And you might have to jump to click on him, but he's easy to click on. And when he clicks on you, then you're happy for an hour.
Jeremy, have you thought of something besides Dragon Age 3 yet?
I'm so mad.
you can recommend it too.
I am going to also recommend it.
Yeah, you have to copy someone else's idea.
Yeah, I'm just going to copy someone else's idea. It's cool.
Yeah, that's not very original.
You should recommend.
Or I can just talk about movie. I can talk about John Wick.
I haven't
some
seen
more.
It yet, so I can't recommend it.
No, why not?
I can talk about John Wick some more.
I am looking forward to seeing it, you son of a bitch.
You guys?
But anyway, yeah, Dragon Age 3, the Dragon Age.
Did you go to see it today?
No, I did not see it today.
Okay. you didn't go and see Birdman, did you?
No, I wanted to, but they didn't.
I thought you guys were going to go see it.
Katie, I wanted to go see Birdman. Right. I want to see Birdman, too. I had a headache all day.
I saw Hunger Games on Friday. I didn't see it today, though.
Oh, my God. All yesterday, I was like, oh, I want to go see Hunger Games. Oh, wait, no, Brian wanted to go see it tomorrow.
I did want to. I would have saw it again if you guys didn't message me.
I didn't realize you'd already seen it.
I took off work on Friday.
You didn't text me that. You weren't like, oh, you can go see it if you want. Like,
I told Jeremy.
I
no, you him. Didn't. You did not tell
check,
me to
check
see
your
it.
G-chat.
I did.
All right.
It goes to my phone.
Nice try, though. I thought several times yesterday, like, oh, this would be a really good... Oh, no, I can't. Because my friend, this is the second time that I have done something with you in mind, and then you just completely fucked me over.
I planned all of Thursday for that movie. The Birdman.
You could have gone without me.
I thought you guys were going to go.
He couldn't go.
You're going to go.
I want to see Birdman.
Could have invited Andy.
I went to the one that had canceled. I didn't invite anybody.
I have Monday off. You all should take off work and we'll see Birdman in the morning.
I'll be off on Monday.
Yay!
I'll be on an airplane.
Oh.
I woke up at 3 a.m. with a headache, and that headache continued until I went to bed that night. It was not a good day.
Did he keep talking?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Not coincidence.
My favorite thing is when this podcast is over.
When your podcast is over.
Yes. Jeremy, is your podcast over now?
Thank God.
We're allowed to stop?
We're allowed to stop.
All right.
Well, thanks everyone for watching.
Thanks for listening.
So Dragon Age is good?
Yes, it is.
It's very Skyrim-esque.